Introduction. Benjamin Franklin liked women. Occasionally, he even loved them. Throughout his life, Ben was fascinated by the fair sex, but considered the currents between them as dangerous as electricity. Still, he pursued women as boldly and persistently as he conducted scientific experiments. There was one difference. Experiments required close attention, but Ben kept his sweethearts at a distance of 10 leagues. To the distinguished scientist statesman, their appeal was so strong it threatened his composure. As he warned readers of Poor Richard's Almanac, "If passion drives you, let reason hold the reins." While Ben's iconic image remains that of a man who embraced reason over emotion, a second, more erotic image persists, as a womanizer who fathered at least a dozen children and left a string of broken hearts in his wake. Neither of these images is realistic. Ben's life was neither wholly pragmatic nor preoccupied with prurient intrigues. For generations, his flirtations with women have been exploited in popular culture, diminishing his achievements and the complexity of his personal attachments. By examining Ben's correspondence with his wife, Deborah, his writings on sexuality, and his relationships with his sweethearts, Catherine Ray, Madame Brion, and Madame Helvétius, this book attempts to portray a man who privately struggled with prudence and passion. It also depicts his dependence upon the women who served as nurturers, caretakers, companions, financial assistants, and sexual objects. By doing so, these pages reveal the importance of Ben's women to his happiness and well-being, deepening our understanding of him beyond traditional analyses of his commercial, scientific, and political achievements. One event that earlier historians acknowledged was the birth of Ben's son, William, who was born out of wedlock. Despite the public taunts over William's birth directed at Ben by his political enemies, he never apologized for his sexual behavior. Even when newly married to Deborah, Ben's "Rules and Maxims for Promoting Marital Happiness" in the Pennsylvania Gazette warned wives that their spouses had flaws, for "her husband is a man, not an angel." Thousands of books have been written about Benjamin Franklin, most by male historians, scholars and biographers who focused upon his scientific, diplomatic, and political achievements. Many of those biographies portrayed his wife, Deborah, as a dull, even stupid, woman. Several factors contributed to that image. Ben's autobiography mentions her only briefly and with little emotion. Exacerbating Deborah's shadowy image is an absence of historical information about her youth and the early years of her marriage to Ben. Unfortunately, even the letters she wrote from 1757 to 1762, during Ben's first assignment as a colonial agent to England, are lost. It was only from his second London trip, 1764 to 1775, that Deborah's letters were preserved. Finally, we hear her voice, although only in the last decade of her life. Replete with spelling and grammatical errors, her letters were often cited by historians as proof that Deborah was an ignorant provincial woman, hardly a suitable mate for the future founding father. Only recently, thanks to scholarship on women's history, has it been established that Deborah, like most colonial women, was never taught the rudiments of syntax or spelling, since that skill was considered unnecessary for future wives and mothers. "Now I am to return your thankes for the picture, for the handkerchief I gave Salier, all of them, they is very handsome," is just one example of Deborah's writing. Since her letters can be difficult to decipher, I have modernized spelling and syntax in these pages.